The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the most dramatic podcast ever. An iHeartRadio podcast. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Whatever you celebrate, if you had a wonderful Hanukkah, Merry Christmas to you. This is the holiday season. We celebrate Christmas, so I wish you a Merry Christmas. We are fired up, all set. The kids are in town. You know, for those of you who are divorced with children, I feel you. This is my year to have them for Christmas, so they'll be with Lauren and I. We kind of still go the on and off, even though they're adult kids, and technically they're above 18. They could choose. Somehow we have them brainwashed that they still just go back and, you know, we go back and forth every year. And so the way we do it, they're with us Christmas through New Year's this year. So the kids are with us here at the house, and everything just feels right. And, you know, I will dive a little bit deep when the kids aren't with me. Those holidays are tough. They're never not weird. They're never not difficult to get through. You know, you have to realize that a holiday is also just a day, and that whenever you celebrate, for example, Taylor, you guys may have just seen on social media, she just turned 20 years old. Happy birthday, Tay. She wasn't with me for her birthday, and that's never not weird. She was out in LA with her mom celebrating, which is wonderful, and we'll celebrate, you know, when she comes here. So, you know, a holiday, a birthday, all that, it can also just be the day you choose. You make the best of it when you can. But I am so grateful for the family that I have, LZ. The kids are here, and we'll have our beautiful traditional. We got the Christmas tree up, and LZ and I put the tree up, and I still have decorations from when I was a kid. It's funny, LZ and I, we play this game every year. We get the tree up. I used to be a real tree guy. Now I'm a fake tree guy because it's so easy and it's lit and it's good to go. And man, whoever invented that, maybe the greatest invention since sliced bread. But we start pulling out the ornaments, and LZ will hold up an ornament. I know the year, and a lot of my ornaments, I have years written on them, or there's maybe something in there that says the year. And I'm like, yep, 1981. That was from my grandmother, 1979. That was, so I have some that are just decades, decades old. And so our tree is, you're one of two people. You know, there are those that have I call it the Neiman Marcus tree, where it is perfect. And you have a, you know, certain look and decor, and everything matches perfectly. And maybe it's gold ornaments, or they're all white or whatever. And it's just perfect. That's not our tree. And LZ and I, we got, of course, we have Harry Potter ornaments. Yes, there's a lot of soccer ornaments because I was obviously in a big soccer phase when I was growing up and then playing in college. And so there was that phase where I was buying, you know, every year we would go buy ornaments. So I got the soccer ones, and I had a raccoon phase too. Lauren still makes fun of me, but there's raccoon ornaments. So we have all these different ornaments, and we've started to build our own of pictures of the kids and us when we were in Sydney celebrating New Year's a few years ago, and some other, you know, the kids going to TCU. And so it's great. And I like the mishmashed tree. There's the Neiman Marcus tree, or there's the Mutt. Let's call it the Mutt. It's just built of a lot of things. And that's our tree. And we watch our Christmas movies. Elf and Home Alone are our go-tos. And listen to a little Christmas music and we enjoy. And then our Christmas, you know, mom will be here and we'll cook a nice dinner and have a great time and just be together. You know, I reflect on the kids when they were young and coming in and just tearing open the presents and staying up all night and building the bikes and the Barbie doll houses and all these things. And, you know, those days are gone. And now it's, you know, you're buying them clothes and underwear and jeans and things they need for college or giving them money that they'll need for college. And it's funny that, you know, it kind of transitions and the presents and the ripping open of the presents. It's still fun on Christmas morning, but we sleep in. You know, no one's getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning and jumping on your bed. We kind of sleep in and maybe we'll even eat first or have our coffee and then we kind of mosey over and do the presents. So wherever you are in that phase of life, I enjoy it. And if you are at they wake up at 5 a.m. and you're up, dad's, you know, building that bike or a weight bench and your knuckles are bloody because you've stripped all these screws and you are just going crazy trying to get everything done. Enjoy it, man. Breathe it in because it will soon be gone. And, you know, the kids will be coming home from college and pretty soon they'll have kids and they'll be deciding where you're going to spend Christmas. And so I try to take each level in and each season that comes as the kids have gotten older and now 22 and now 20 years old. I love this season as much as I've loved any of them. And just having them here is a blessing. And I don't have any huge traditions because of maybe the world I was living in and probably because of the divorce is every other year we were trying to make it work. And, you know, kudos to my ex because, you know, if the kids were with her and back when we were living in LA, I would spend the morning with them just so I could see them. And because the kids were younger, you know, they were still 9 and 11 years old when we got divorced. And then vice versa, you know, she was allowed to come up and hang at our house and have the morning. And we used to do that for a while. And then, you know, we've kind of grown out of that because the kids are older and we'll just kind of celebrate Christmas whenever I see them. But however you're celebrating and whatever phase you're in, I feel you and I'm with you. And I hope it's a wonderful one. And you know, the meaning of the season, I know not everybody listening celebrates Christmas. I know not everybody believes, but the meaning of the season is, you know, even if you don't believe in Jesus, even if you don't believe in that story, you can believe in the hope and you can believe in the love and you can believe in what it means. Even if you're not celebrating the birth of Jesus, you can believe in what it stands for, the good in all of us and peace on earth. Some things we should all lean into in this day and age and things going on in the world. So if nothing else, maybe it just gives us all 2 seconds to take a deep breath, call a timeout, find a little peace in our heart, find a little love, put down our swords, and just enjoy each other for just a moment and head into what will hopefully be a prosperous, beautiful, healthy, wonderful new year. Lauren and I send our love to all of you, wherever this finds you, however this finds you. Just know that you are loved. Know that you are appreciated. You are very much worthwhile. If you are alone on this Christmas day, just know that we're thinking about you and you're not alone. And we're with you, if not in person, in spirit. So happy holidays. Love you all, and thank you for being with us this year. It's been a wonderful year. It's meant so much to be able to talk to all of you, have these discussions, and share these holidays. Wish you all the very best. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you again soon because we have a lot more to talk about.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at the most dramatic pod ever, and make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. I'll talk to you next time.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us, so we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.